Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's ports are not the worst in the world. That's according to Transnet Port Terminals and the Industry Association, the South African Association of Freight Forwarders. They're hitting back at a report from the World Bank and ratings agency S&P, which ranked the port of Cape Town stone last on a list of 405 ports, with the various ports of the Eastern Cape not much higher. Transnet and the association say the report has flaws and contains inaccuracies. They believe it was also limited in its focus and missed a large number of boats. Freight Forwarders CEO Juanita Marie says they have a different view because they use different data sets. In her view, South Africa's ports should be ranked in the region of 250 to 280. The Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber has launched a local economy reinvention think tank. That's according to Engineering News, which says the launch marks another step in the Chamber's vision of unlocking the potential of the metro as a bay of opportunity. Chamber CEO Denise Van Hastien says the think tank will identify opportunities to retain and create jobs in the metro. It will include partnerships with the likes of the Eastern Cape Development Corporation, the Presidential Climate Commission, and NAMSA, among others. Automation specialist Gendermark CEO Quinton Uren has been appointed co-lead of the think tank. And government plans to clamp down on imports from Chinese internet suppliers Shine and Temu. This is a bid to bring a halt to the damage being done to the local industries, particularly the textile sector. From July the 1st, parcels brought in from Chinese retailers with a value of less than 500 rand will be taxed at the same amount as local retailers. That's 45% plus VAT. Both the trade unions and the National Clothing Retail Federation have welcomed the move. Turning to the markets, the JSE ended last evening with both the All Share and Top 40 down just under 1% apiece. London's FTSE was down 0.2%, while on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.2%, the S&P 500 a little more, and the Nasdaq up 0.4%. The US dollar's unchanged at 108 to the euro, the rand a fraction firmer, 1876 to the dollar, 2020 to the euro, 2389 to sterling. Gold is 2,302, platinum 962, Bitcoin just over 68,300, Brent crude oil just under $81.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.